Welcome to the very first episode of the Say What podcast. My name is Jacob Browning, and I'll be your weekly host. And we are very excited to discuss the inspiration behind the podcast, what to expect, and how to participate, because we aspire to be the kind of podcast that just doesn't speak, but also listens. I remember whenever God saved me as an adult, and I was coming into the church, and I was very excited to learn more about the scripture, to hear from my pastor, and to get to know Christians better. All the time, my pastor was preaching and saying things that I knew were very important for my own life. Things that were convicting, things that were encouraging, and I almost found myself sometimes raising my hand, not necessarily to be slain in the spirit, but because I had questions. I had questions about application to my own life, and I all the time didn't know what exactly he meant by the words he was using. And the longer that I stayed in the church, even as God began to mature my own calling as a Christian and being called into full-time vocational ministry, I learned that that wasn't just the experience of adult converts, but that everybody has questions. That most everyone would love to have 30 minutes with the pastor after the sermon to talk more about what he meant. Well, now I'm a preaching pastor. Now I'm the lead pastor at First Salina Baptist Church in the North Texas region. And well, all the time, each week, whenever I am writing the sermon, I have somewhere between 8 and 9 pages of content that I know I'm not going to get in to around 30 minutes. So it normally shrinks down to 4.5 to 5 pages. So both from the stage and in the audience, there's a ton of content that just isn't being discussed. Here's what you can expect. Each week during the sermon, live behind me is going to be a QR code, and it provides total anonymity to the questioner. We love that because we're not going to know who is asking, and the question asker is going to be protected in case they might think that their question is silly. We will have no idea who submitted the questions. But each week, we're going to be working through all the questions that are submitted because we want to listen to our audience. And we're going to bring team members on to help me address these very important issues, because if it's a question asked from the audience, it's something that we need to dive into. The Say What podcast, hopefully, is going to help with transparency and accessibility. Let's call a spade a spade. We live in a time right now where there is a lot of skepticism towards institutions, whether it be mainstream media, politics, wherever you fall on those things, it has impacted our trust in institutions. We never want that to blend into our trust of the church. So this Say What podcast will hopefully give a transparency and accessibility that wages war on that kind of skepticism. So how you participate is you simply bring out your phone. If you're live with us in the service, and we do compel you and hope that you'll be here with us, worshiping with us in person every week starting on September 7th, and you'll scan that QR code, submit your question, you have the anonymity. But maybe you're at home. As long as you're tuning in live online on YouTube via our app or via our website, you'll also be able to go to the bio and submit your question there. Our team is going to get together. We're going to curate those lists of questions. And I must admit, I am not the Bible encyclopedia guy. So if it's stump the pastor hour, consider me stumped. It's more of our opportunity to tread into those waters that we didn't quite have time to cover via the sermon. So the content of the questions does need to flow from what we're preaching on each Sunday. Mean questions will be excluded, and also questions that are a little bit off topic. I cannot wait to grow with you as we dive deeper each week on the Say What podcast with our amazing team here at First Salina Baptist Church. We have an amazing team, and I know that all of us cannot wait to grow deeper with you. We are excited for next week for episode 2 as we begin to work through your questions. God bless, and we'll see you this Sunday.